Something I've always admired about you is your honesty, especially when it comes to songs about love and sex and life. And has there ever been a moment where that honesty was difficult for you to express, or did it always come kind of naturally?
If it's just involving me, I don't mind being wide open and being honest. You know, if it's a situation where it might hurt somebody, you know, sometimes I might back off, but rarely. I just think if you're totally honest about who you are and speaking your truth, if somebody can't handle it, they don't need to be in your world. Just God weeding your garden of friends, you know, because I know I've spent years trying to protect people or maybe not being truthful. And that's my definition of pain. I've found that if I just be who I am, that it attracts the people that are supposed to be in my life. That's how it works.
That's wonderful. In addition to having a new album and a new book, you also have a new movie out. That's called Country Strong, starring Gwyneth Paltrow. And there is a really great story about how you ended up becoming a part of that project. Could we talk about that and that experience?
Well, you know, it's so weird. I was just going to do the book. I mean, that's enough, you know. And then when this thing happened with Tim, all of a sudden I'm doing a new CD. And right after we tracked Big Lonesome, I get a Facebook message from somebody I don't even know that said, this casting director wants to talk to you about reading for a movie they're going to be filming here in Nashville. And I'm going, oh, I don't have time for that. And then she told me Gwyneth Paltrow was going to be in it. And I'm thinking, this might be a good movie. And I was thinking it would be, you know, I've never even been in a school play, Kirsten. Okay. I'm thinking, well, this will be an interesting experience, something I can write about in one of my columns. So I went, showered, and showed up. They sent me the script, and the character's name was Winnie, and she was described in the script as 50-something. I said, okay, I got that covered. She was no-nonsense. I said, that's me. Big-hearted, got it covered. And then it said, foul-mouthed. And a lot of my friends said, Marsh, you're going to have to clean up your act. Go read for that. I did. I went and read for it, and I kept botching the lines. And every time I botched, shit, I just start cussing, you know. She threw me the script, said, go learn the GD lines. That's what she said. So I went home and I really learned them. Chris would wake me up from a dead sleep and I was just in cue me and I'd do the lines. I had them down. Went back in and there's the director sitting there with one of the producers and it's like, oh man, this is serious. And she'd cue me. I botched them again. And every time I botched them, I'd curse, you know. And then they called me back a third time. And then some friends of mine, meanwhile, I called an actress friend of mine in New York that I went to school with in Spartanburg. Her name's Celia Weston. You've seen her in a million movies. She's a great character actor. She was in Dead Man Walking and Little Man Tate, and she's been in a lot of New York theater. But she says, now, Marshall, they expect you to have the script in your lap. And if you lose your place, you just calmly look down and find it. They expect that. I went, okay. So the third time I went, you know, I forgot the lines, but instead of calmly looking down, I just went, shit, you know, and cussed again. And then I told the story. I just called my friend Celia Weston. They, oh, we know Celia. And she just told me to calmly look down instead of going, and that was what on camera. And later, and then they called and told me I had the part. But later, that film of me cursing and talking about what Celia said was sort of a joke around making its rounds on the set. Sort of became everybody's entertainment.
I wonder if that'll make it into the extras on the DVD.
I don't know, but it was so much fun. It was a great experience. And of course, they'd always have a room for you when they were filming. And I never went to my room. I always just hung out and would sit on an ammo case and just watch everything they were doing. I was just fascinated by the whole process. It was great. I learned a lot too, which was cool.